I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm in Las Vegas. You can sit in the sun and camp. I get my color from a sunray lamp when I'm in Las Vegas.
Ah, the great Dean Martin and a great song called Las Vegas. Boy, I tell you what, it doesn't get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, everyone. This is Mike Haig from Race Day San Antonio, and welcome back to another podcast here at racedaysa.com. Race Day San Antonio, that's the great Dean Martin there. And again, a song called Las Vegas. Now, we just got through having a great weekend of racing in Las Vegas at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the Pennzoil 400, which was won by William Byron on Sunday. I'm here. I'm back again this week to give you a recap of the race and talk to you about Austin Hill winning the Xfinity race on Saturday. And Kyle Busch picks up the win in the Truck Series race on Friday night. Just three great races of at the track there, the mile and a half track there in Las Vegas. And we also had Marcus Ericsson winning the season opener for the NTT IndyCar Series over in St. Petersburg this weekend. We'll talk about that race. And the Gator Nationals, the NHRA Gator Nationals, the NHRA Camping World Drag Racing Series will kick off their 2023 season this coming weekend at the Gainesville Raceway in Gainesville, Florida. It's called the Gator Nationals. It's always a great event. I'm looking forward to that as well. We got a big show planned tonight, so sit back and enjoy it, and here we go. Well, first up, let's talk about the NASCAR Cup Series race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And how about William Byron getting the win in the number 24 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet? He got the win, and it was a 1-2-3 finish for the Hendrick Motorsports cars. Now, Kyle Larson finished second, and Alex Bowman took third. Now, it was a 1-2-3 sweep of the first three positions for Hendrick Motorsports. Kyle Larson in his Chevrolet gets the second place finish. Alex Bowman finished third. How about Bubba Wallace? Finishes a strong fourth. Great race for Bubba. Christopher Bell, driving a Toyota, gets the fifth place finish. He was followed by Austin Cindric in a Ford. Martin Truex Jr., who looked pretty strong there at the end, he ended up finishing seventh. Justin Haley took eighth. Kevin Harvick was ninth in the Ford. And Daniel Suarez rounds out the top 10. Now, toward the end of the race there, Kyle Larson held a two-second lead at one point, and it almost appeared that he was going to get the win. But then a late caution came out when Eric Amarola spun in turn four and hit the wall with four laps to go, and that set up overtime. After NASCAR called the fourth and final caution, Truex stayed on the track with Byron Larson. Most of the other competitors came in the pits for tires. Byron's crew was a fraction of a second faster on the pit stop, and then Byron ended up claiming a front row starting spot for the overtime start, or overtime restart, that is, and Truex was on the outside. So on the first overtime lap, Byron surged past Truex as the cars entered turn three on the mile-and-a-half track, and then he ended up pulling away for a .622-second margin of victory over Larson. And Larson was also 7.66 seconds ahead of his teammate Alex Bowman, again, to get that 1-2-3 sweep for the Hendrick Motorsports team Chevrolets. That was the third time that Hendrick Motorsports had a finish in the 1-2-3 in a Cup Series event. So a great finish for those guys. They have really come on strong this season. Now, first, we're going to hear from William Byron. Here's what he had to say on the front straightaway after the race.
William Byron absolutely dominated the day, swept the stages, gets the win. I know a lot of people look at this first mile and a half track to look forward to the rest of the season. What did that performance say to you, this team, and your fans?
Yeah, just been really confident about it. The group of guys that I have on this 24 team. They work extremely hard, and we spent a lot of time in the offseason just going through, you know, running at the sim with Chevy and running on iRacing and just trying to get better as a race car driver and as a team. So it's all about the team. So it's a great pit crew. Thinking of Chase back home. Wish he was out here with us. He's a great race car driver, great teammate. So wish he was out here, but thankful to Mr. H, Jeff Gordon. I know he's watching, and this RaptorTough.com Chevy was awesome. I mean, honestly, when we got back in traffic, it was a little bit tight, but we knew we had speed, so we just had to have the right things play out, and Rudy made a good call, so it was good.
Great battle with your teammate, Kyle Larson. Then you guys decide to come down and pit. You mentioned your pit crew. They were lights out all day. What do you have to say about them and that call to come down and take two?
Yeah, honestly, the one pit stop that they had that we lost the lead, I slid through the box or slid long, and that delays the stop. So that was on me, and I knew they could get it done at the end. And Rudy's been under the weather all day. He's got the stomach bug, so he's been really quiet on the radio. But luckily, it worked out there. And just thanks to all the fans for coming out. Always love racing at Vegas, how you move around, and excited for the year.
All right, William Byron, your winner in Las Vegas.
And William Byron ended up leading five times for a total of 176 laps. He led more laps than anyone else in the race and had a really strong car there toward the end of that event. Now, he also had a few more things to say in the media center, so here's what William had to say.
Yeah, it was a great day, obviously. I felt like in practice we had a good car. I was a little bit nervous about the wind today and just kind of how that would change what we had going on and whether or not we'd be as strong, but just kind of the consensus, I guess, in the garage, and then talking to some of the drivers, they were pretty confident about what we had going on. So I was happy about that. And started the race good. I thought Kyle was really strong. He could stay close to me for a lot of the runs in the first and second stage. And I felt like I was a little bit tight, but just trying to navigate lap traffic and navigate the wind and how that would change the handling. So just happy with getting the first win of the year. It's been a while since we've won. It's been almost a year, and it's nice to kind of just get back to what I feel like we're capable of. So it's been up and down, but I feel like this is what we're capable of every week. Well, the first thing I thought about was back in the All-Star race, so that was good. I don't think I was locked in because I won before the race last year, so that's a good kind of self-check that I got that done. But it's just good for our team because we can keep building in the future. I think it shows that it's kind of a measuring stick of where we are. Felt like going into this weekend that we were there, but we haven't shown that, result-wise. So needed to show that with the result to kind of get that satisfaction as a team. So I think it's just hopefully more of the same. I mean, we don't want to have any slumps this year. We want to just dig all the way to the end of the year. So it's a grind, but we're going to, fight hard all year and try to.
And once again, what a great performance that he had on the track on Sunday. And he becomes the third different driver to win this year after three races. Now, Kyle Larson, who finished second, was also interviewed on the front straightaway. This audio here is courtesy of NASCAR and Fox. So here's what Kyle Larson had to say.
Well, Kyle Larson, William Byron's teammate, comes home second today. Looked like you had this thing pretty much in hand and under control. What were the thoughts when that caution came out with two laps to go?
Damn. But it's just part of, cup racing. It seems like count laps down, lap by lap, and then sure enough, the yellow lights come on. So, you just got to get over that and then try to execute a good pit stop. And I thought I did a really good job, getting to my sign and getting to the commitment line. I had a gap, to William behind me, and their pit crew must have just did a really good job and got him out in front of us. And that gave up the front row to us. So I knew I was in trouble with the 19 being on, staying out. I felt like, William was going to get by him. And just a bummer that we didn't end up the winner. But, all in all, William probably had a little bit better car than I had today. And, their pit crew executed when they needed to there at the end.
Thanks, Kyle.
There you go. Kyle Larson there, the second place finisher at the Pennzoil 400. Now, the average speed of the race was 142.98 miles per hour. The race time took 2 hours, 50 minutes, and 35 seconds. Once again, the margin of victory was 6.22 seconds. There were 4 cautions for 26 laps, and there were 13 lead changes among 8 different drivers. The next up on the Cup Series schedule is the race at Phoenix. Now, hopefully you caught the NASCAR Xfinity race, the Alsco Uniforms 300 NASCAR Xfinity Series race on Saturday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Wow, what a race we had there. How about Austin Hill running down rookie pole winner Chandler Smith from 3 seconds back, and he passed him as the cars approached the white flag lap and then held on to win the race. The victory was his second of the year for Austin Hill. He also won the Daytona International Speedway race there, the season opener. And he's the driver of the number 21 Richard Childress Chevrolet Racing. He's won for the first time this year, for the first time at Vegas. And it's also his fourth victory in his career. Now, He was also interviewed on the front straightaway. This audio here is courtesy of Fox and NASCAR. Here's what Austin had to say.
What a start to the season it has been for Austin Hill. Two wins in three races. This one, extremely exciting. It comes down to the last lap. You had to run a 60-plus lap run at the end of the race there. Still had something left in the race car. How exciting did that get?
Oh, man, I passing one of the lap cars early in our run when the 16 got by me. I got really, really loose on entry to three. Thought I was going to wreck it. Saved it. And 16 got really far out, so I just knew I had to, you know, not abuse the tires and try to methodically just work our way through traffic. Traffic was really tough today. You had to really paint the line down in three and four. If you missed it by, it seemed like half an inch, you paid for it for the whole lap. So that's just really what I stuck to all race long, was just trying to be really disciplined down there in three and four. Our one and two was okay most of the day, but entry to three, I was struggling. The seven, you could tell he was coming out back, and he could really drive in deep and roll to the center a lot better than I could. So I saw the 16 struggling in traffic, and my spotter, Derek, was like, come on, baby, you can get it. You know, we got five to go, four to go, three to go. And when I saw him get tied off of four there, I knew I painted the line perfectly, and I knew if I could clear him down the front stretch, I felt like once we got clean air, we could hold him off. So I can't thank everybody at RCR enough. Our Global Industrial Chevrolet was good today. I wouldn't say it was perfect. We still got some things to work on, but it feels good to win on a mile and a half, not just these super speedways.
And he talked about Smith's car getting tight there on the closing laps. That's exactly what happened. And Hill and Justin Allgaier were able to pass him on the final two circuits. Now, Austin Hill finished 0.268 seconds ahead of Allgaier, who ended up finishing second there on the closing lap. Chandler Smith ended up taking third. And Kyle Busch, who ran fourth in the race of the season, he lost his chance to compete for the Vegas Triple. He won the truck race on Friday night, was going for the weekend sweep, but didn't get a chance to get that done. Now, Austin had a few more things to say in the media center during the post-race press conference. Here's what Austin had to say.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess with about 10 to go, I noticed that the 16 was struggling a little bit. He was getting really tight, and I kept kind of missing my marks a little bit down in 3 and 4, and I kind of just had to tell myself that, you know, I need to back up my entry into 3, get back to throttle early, and really wrap the bottom off of 4, you know, really well. And when I got closed up on him coming to, what was it, 2 to go, or we're about to take the white, I saw that he missed the line just a little bit down in 3 and 4, and he slipped up off the bottom, and I backed up my corner and got back to the throttle really, really early and just hoping that it was going to stick. And it stuck really well. I was able to get beside him and then clear him, you know, before we got to turn one, which is huge. He wasn't able to come down and side draft me, and then he had to fend off the seven there. And when I saw that I had a pretty decent gap going into 3, I just knew I had to hit my line just like I did the lap before, not come off the bottom. And, you know, we were going to be able to hold on to it and bring home the victory. So really cool win for me. I can't thank everyone at Global Industrial enough. Our Chevrolet was really fast today, but we do still have some areas to work on. I thought the 7 was a lot better than us on the long run. And I thought our short run was okay, but it definitely needs some improvement. So we got some things to work on, but really happy with how the season has started so far.
Now, rounding out the top 10 was fifth place finisher Josh Berry. John Hunter Nemechek finished sixth. Sam Meyer was seventh. Riley Herbst was eighth. Sheldon Creed was ninth. And Daniel Hinrich finished in 10th. Now, third place finisher Chandler Smith was also interviewed on the front straightaway. This audio is courtesy of Fox and NASCAR, and here's what Chandler had to say.
Here with Chandler Smith, led 115 laps, but what happened at the end? And I saw you just talking to Kyle Busch. What did he say to you?
Yeah, and just overall, I got a little tight there at the very end, which it is what it is. That's a tough pill to swallow. There's some things I could have done inside before we started building tight, just getting my lead to be a little bit bigger, to have a bigger buffer, but all in all, I can't be too disappointed. You know, this is my sixth start, third start with Colleague Racing. We have a really, really fast quick-type product, Chevy Camaro. I'm just really appreciative of everybody with Matt Colleague, Chris Rice, everybody at Colleague Racing for bringing me on board and believing in me. We're gonna win a few races this year for sure.
Definitely so. I guarantee you'll see him back in the winner's circle at some point later this year, if not sooner than that. Now, the time of the race was 2 hours and 11 minutes and 51 seconds. The margin of victory was 0.268 seconds. The average speed of the race winner was 136.519 miles per hour. There were 4 cautions for 22 laps, and there were 14 lead changes among 8 different drivers. Now, just 5 days after winning the Auto Club Speedway race in the NASCAR Cup Series, Kyle Busch returned to action on Friday night and dominated the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, winning the race in his Kyle Busch Motorsports Chevrolet. He completely dominated Friday night's Victoria's Voice Foundation 200 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. He led 84 of 134 laps and beat runner-up Zane Smith to the finish line by 4.981 seconds. This was Busch's first win of the season and the 4th at this track, and the 63rd of his racing career, and that extends his own series record there as well. So Kyle Busch just continues to dominate in all 3 series of racing. Now, the media caught up with him after the race. The first off, we're going to hear an interview from him, courtesy of Fox Sports and NASCAR. Here's what Kyle Busch had to say on the front straightaway after the race.
Kyle Busch, that is your 4th career truck series victory here at your home track of Las Vegas, with the first one since making that switch over to Chevy. So what does that mean to you?
Yeah, no, it's great. Just thank you guys. Thank all the fans for coming out tonight. Rowdy Nation, getting loud. It's a lot of fun to just race in the truck series. I appreciate that. You know, it's an honor to just be able to come out here with KBM, my own team, and have some fun and just kind of work on our stuff and always make sure that we've got good stuff. So can't thank all my guys enough. Everybody at Kyle Busch Motorsports, everybody at Rowdy Manufacturing. Billy Blue's on board with us here today. If you need a used vehicle, check him out. He's got a couple locations in the South, but, you know, a lot of great memories with Billy, but another great memory here in Vegas. Whole new group, and still winning, so it's fun.
And, of course, you had to battle your way back, led a ton of laps, but it wasn't easy out there tonight. What did it take to win?
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple dicey moments in traffic, but, you know, not too bad, but I would have loved to have raced with Zane. You know, they kind of got off strategy where we were able to cycle up, and we had clean air for most of the start of that last run, and he came through the field, got to second, and then we kind of maintained. So if we would have been able to race it out, you know, it would have been a hell of a show. But all in all, just a great night here to win in Las Vegas again, and you got to win the first one to be able to win all 3, right?
Congratulations, Kyle.
And there you go. That's Kyle Busch. Now, he also was interviewed in the Infield Media Center after the race. Here's what Kyle Busch also had to say.
Yeah, thanks. It was super good, super great. You know, just excited about the opportunity of getting out there in you know, our KBM trucks again, and, you know, through all of the unknowns and question marks, everything surrounding our team and all that late last year. You know, this feels really, really good to come out of Daytona and sit on the pole there, all 3 trucks in the top 10, and then to come here, qualify 1, 2, 3, and be able to go out there and race to a victory tonight was super awesome. So it wouldn't have been possible without great sponsors of Zarees Transport. You know, just great partner of ours, new to the sport, new to us. They're here this weekend celebrating tonight with us. So this is a lot of fun and a lot of great things right now for KBM. And, of course, being with Chevrolet is super helpful. You know, great partners before, and you know, excited about being able to put the bow tie back in victory lane with.
And once again, what a great finish for Kyle Busch and a great win for him. Now, rounding out the top 10 in the field was 3rd place finisher Ben Rhodes. Corey Heim took 4th. Ty Majeski finished 5th. 6th place was Christian Eckes. Carson Hulsevar was 7th. Chase Purdy took 8th. Grant Enfinger was 9th, and Jake Garcia rounded out the top 10. Now, 2nd place finisher Zane Smith was also interviewed on the front straightaway. This is courtesy of Fox and NASCAR. Here's what Zane had to say.
And both of them led laps at points in this race. We'll start off with Zane Smith. Zane, you were able to lead 8 laps, got shuffled back a little bit. What role did that play in you finishing 2nd tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I was happy with our day. We had a really good Speedco Ford. Happy with our stage win. Got shuffled back there on one of those late race restarts, and then just kind of let Kyle get away for one, and it's so hard to execute pit road facing him. And so still happy with our day. Another good points day, so we'll carry this momentum and go on to the next one.
All right, that's second place finisher Zane Smith. Now, the average speed of the race winner was 118.293 miles per hour. The time of the race was 1 hour, 41 minutes, and 57 seconds. The margin of victory was 4.981 seconds. There were 6 cautions for 27 laps, and there were 16 lead changes among 8 different drivers. Now, the NTT IndyCar Series opened up their season on Sunday at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. And how about Marcus Ericsson? He dodged multiple incidents in a very chaotic season-opening race for the IndyCar Series, and he gets the win. He's the winner. He was the winner of last year's 2022 Indy 500. It was his 4th career IndyCar Series win. He ended up finishing 2.4113 seconds ahead of runner-up Pato O'Ward, who finished 2nd in the number 5 Arrow McLaren Chevrolet. Now, Ericsson, who started 4th, took the lead when O'Ward suddenly exited turn 14 on lap 97 of his 100-lap race when his engine shut off momentarily due to a brief fire. It definitely was a scary moment. Now, here's what Marcus Ericsson had to say after the race.
Yeah, no, I think we've had a really good weekend from the get-go. I think the whole Chip Ganassi Racing organization has done a tremendous job in the off-season to improve our street and road course package, what we felt we were lacking a bit last year. We went thermal, tried some stuff there, and we were fastest. And then going here, we were pretty confident we were going to be better than last year. And I think we showed that all weekend. We were fast, qualified 4th, one of my best qualifying of my career in IndyCar. So that was, you know, a big area where we've been focusing because we know on race day we can be really strong. And I think today, you know, it was one of those races where a lot of things happen. It seems to be every time it's a red flag, we win a race. So, you know, that's our cup of tea. But yeah, and in the end, you know, I did a bad restart. I got out in the marbles. So I lost a couple of seconds on Pato and had to hunt him down. But I knew our race pace was extremely good. So I could close that gap and put pressure on him. And, you know, he had an issue, whatever happened there. But we were putting the pressure on and, you know, that then things can happen. So I think we showed all weekend that we're fast, and it's obviously a perfect way to start a season for us.
Definitely was a great way to start the season. And wow, what a crazy race with all the wrecks and everything. There's a lot of drama in that race. It's crazy that they started the season off that way, but that's a great street course here in St. Pete. I've actually been there before to see the setup of the race. I didn't actually get to see the race, but I was there when they were setting up the course and got a chance to drive around it. And it's pretty cool track there on the streets of St. Pete. So there you go. Now, Pato O'Ward, who used to live in San Antonio, went to Texas Military Institute. He finished 2nd. Here's what Pato had to say after the race on Sunday.
Yeah, we did everything right today. I got to give it to the teams, you know, Arrow Electronics and everybody, not just, you know, our 5 car, but, you know, Felix, Alex, their groups as well. I feel like we've all really collaborated fantastically and come with a package that has been a massive step up to where we were last year. So that's super promising, super happy with that. Didn't really move much. We rolled off the truck strong, which is what we wanted to do. And sadly, yeah, just very annoying to give it away like that. Nothing else I could have done.
Yeah, nothing else he could have done, and he definitely was visibly upset because he thought he had the victory, and I think had he not had the problem with the engine there and the small fire there, I think he might have won that race. Now, 6-time NTT IndyCar Series champion Scott Dixon, he finished 3rd in the number 9 PNC Bank Chip Ganassi Racing Honda. Here's what Scott had to say after the race on Sunday.
Definitely a wild race, and glad everybody's okay. And feel bad again for, you know, getting into Felix a little bit there on the restart, and made his day definitely a little bit tougher. I thought we were definitely clear at that point, and where that kind of pinch point comes, we just sort of came together there. So that was frustrating. It was a pretty smooth day. Like, I think how the cautions fell kind of played to us until that untimely one. I think we clearly would have got the lead there, and it would have been kind of smooth sailing, I think. Strategy wise, we didn't have to go super long on the reds, and then we could have pitted early for the blacks and kind of got out of being in a bad situation for going long and you know, getting caught in a yellow later. So still take great points. You know, 3rd place finish is fantastic here, considering, you know, how the day was. Huge credit to the team. You know, I think St. Pete last year wasn't as easy. You know, we just didn't get the most out of Q2. But apart from that session, you know, I think we were in kind of the top three every session. So the car was fast. Congrats to Marcus as well. They did a hell of a job. Feel bad for Pato here, obviously, with you know, plenum event is just something you can't do much about. So, yeah, take the points and move on to Texas.
Now, before we talk about the race at Texas, Christian Lundgaard, Graham Rahal, and Michael Armstrong also had a few things to say at the race. First, let's hear what Christian had to say.
St. Petersburg done, first race. A long and tough one with a lot of yellows. Quite frustrating. Seemed to struggle a bit with getting the tires to work. So every restart was just misery and survival. But I think we need to be happy to have two cars in the top 10. Fortunate for Jack. Glad to hear that he's okay. But we got some points. It was a tough race. We struggled with a lot of different things. Just before the race, the drink system broke. So didn't have that during the race either. Struggled with some brakes. Some gear shifts. So it's good to get points, you know, get the car over the line. We saw a couple of laps at the end. One of the cars retired with a mechanical. So that's good for us. I think the pace was really good towards the end. So we gotta look at the positives. But over a race, I don't think we're quick enough yet. So we've got some work to do.
And there you go. That's Christian Lundgaard there. Now, also Graham Rahal, who I call Mr. Courtney Force. He's the guy that's married to NHRA funny car driver, Courtney Force. Graham is a driver I'm really watching this year who I expect to do very good. He had a few things to say after the race, so here's what Graham had to say. Here we go.
Good day here in St. Pete, P20 up to P6. Was able to pass some guys today, force some guys into mistakes. I thought our strategy was solid, starting on those blacks, and we were able to keep the reds underneath us. Obviously, there was a lot of yellows in that period as well, but still it worked for us, and then strong black run to the finish. So it was nice too. It was rewarding because, you know, when we had guys like Power behind me and others, we were able to fend them off and didn't feel under too much pressure. So the guys did a great job. Off we go to Texas.
And we also had a rookie in the field, Michael Armstrong. Here's what Michael had to say.
What happened at the beginning when we got... someone tried to do us and basically just gave us a puncture. So from then on, it was always an uphill battle, but the boys did a good job. We had really good pace, and we got some half-decent points. So first race under my belt, it's pretty crazy. There was a lot of crashing, a lot of chaos. Just trying to keep my nose clean after that initial hit with Malukas, but it was a pleasure. The car was mega, as you can see, first and third with Marcus and Scott. So that'll be us soon.
Once again, definitely was a crazy race for the season opener there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, the NTT IndyCar Series returns to action later this month. Actually, April 1st, they'll be at Texas Motor Speedway on the 1.5-mile track. And I'll have another preview a little bit later on that. And we'll preview the race and talk to some of the drivers and see what they have to say going into the big race at Texas. Now, to wrap up the show today, I just want to mention that the NHRA Camping World Drag Racing Series kicks off their season this coming weekend, March 9th through 12th, at the Gator Nationals in Gainesville, Florida. That'll be one heck of a race, as always. We're expecting good crowds, good weather, a lot of cars. The baby gators are being held right now this week, and you can see that on Fox this weekend and also on NHRA.tv. So be sure and check out the Gator Nationals. I'll have a full report on Monday of next week, and also we'll have some driver reactions, some driver interviews, and give a full recap of what happens at the Gator Nationals. As most of y'all know, I'm a huge drag racing fan, one of my favorite sports to cover, so stay tuned for the Gator National coverage coming up next week, and there you go. Now, to close out the show, hope everybody has a good weekend. We're going to Phoenix this weekend for the Cup Series drivers, for NASCAR Cup Series. And how about a little bit more Dean Martin in Las Vegas?
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm in Las Vegas. You can sit in the sun and camp. I get my color from a sunray lamp when I'm in Las Vegas. I love the laughs and love the life. There's fun of every kind. Next time I come, I'll bring my wife. I'll do that if I lose my mind. A wife in Vegas, take my advice. It's like...